Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Pei Ches. Yesterday we mentioned the question of the Magen Avram in Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet. How do we say on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu? We paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah was given on the seventh day of the month. And we celebrate Shavuos on Yom Vav, on Vav Sivan. So how could we say on Vav Sivan, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, when we got the Torah on Yom Zayin? On today's Daf, we discuss the conversation that the Malachim had with Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to keep the Torah. And the question is, what was the Havamina? They're going to mekayim the mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs are tluyim and having a guf. How could it be, what was their Havamina to keep the Torah? Beis HaLevi in Parshas Yisrei says, the Torah is divided up into two parts. You have the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And the Iker of Torah Shebal Peh is the Klalim and the Midos that the Torah is in the Drashas behind. We know the Yud Gimel Midos, there are other Midos that we use to make Drashas and explain the Torah. Torah Shebichsav is explained and darshan through Yud Gimel Midos and other Midos as well through Basar V'dam. And the Torah, actually not the Torah, the Pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, and Tehillim Samaches, which discusses Matan Torah, and the Gemara brings this Pasuk as well for other Drashas, says Hashem Yiten Oimer Hamavasrais Tzava Rav. Beis HaLevi says Oimer, one Amira in Torah Shebichsav is the root, is the makar for many drushes and many pratim. And that's Mevasrais Tzava Rav. One Oimer, one Amira could teach us a whole array of different halachas. And the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael that they should be the ones to darshan the Torah, and according to the way they understand the Klalim, that's what the emes is. And the Malachim did not want that. They didn't want Klal Yisrael to have that koyach, to be able to be the Bailam on Torah. They should be the ones to be in control of darshaning the Torah, how each prat should be learned out in the Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's going to Klal Yisrael. Explains the Beis HaLevi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the reason why Torah was given on Zayin Tzivan was because the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem hayoyim u'machar, and Moshe Rabbeinu was hoisev yemechar midaitai. Why? Because he made a drasha. Hayoyim kemachar. Like the Gemara says in yesterday's daf, daf pei zayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, and the Shechina did not come down until Zayin Sivan. So if you think about it, that extra day, that Vav Sivan, Torah did not come to the Yidden because of their own drasha. And that's what the Yidden are saying. On Yom Vav, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We got our Torah. We got the Torah that belongs to us. Today, this day is the day that we were zeicha to be able to get the Torah when? Tomorrow. Because of this day. We're supposed to get it today. But we had the Kayach, the Darshan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chosev Yemechar Midaitoi through the Joshua of Hayom Umachar, our Joshua, the Joshua of Abbas of Adam. That's why we could say, on Yom Vav Sivan, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Have a wonderful day.